Well, we have an update on the spirit world.
Oh, we do?
Yes, we do.
How's your friend?
My friend, John Lennon, who, as you know, sent me a song to my attention through the clairvoyant mind of the Reverend Speaker Gerald Polly and his lovely wife, Linda.
Yes.
We played the song a couple of times this week. We now have an updated version of it. Just give you an idea of what it might have sounded like had John Lennon actually been here in his fleshly spirit to record the song.
Well said.
Hello, it's John speaking to you with me mouth again from the other side. I've written a new song just for you folks in the River City. Now, he's the man from Memphis. He's the one who blessed us. He's the one who made us sing. You can hear him singing. You can hear him singing. He really made the guitar ring, ring, ring. He did a bunch of movies. He used to play Las Vegas. I think he knew karate too. His daughter married Michael. He used to shoot the telly. He loved bananas and his PBJ. I don't have a chorus yet. You know, genius is still pain. Take it, Yoko. All right, stop. Oh, she's so avant-garde. When you felt like crying, thought that you were dying, he really made the little girl scream. Yes, he's the man from Memphis, the one who really blessed us. Okay, Tim, here's a new verse I wrote specially about you, mate. Gonna turn up the echo, I still don't like me voice. There's another man from Memphis. They think he's lost his senses because he's giving me a break. Oh. He used to live in Dallas, and though some say he's callous, Tim Spencer knows that I'm no fake, fake, fake. All right, so it's not Sergeant Pepper, but it's better than that bloody thing on VH1.
Yeah!
All right. Thank you, Rick Robinson, for channeling John this time with that updated version of The Man from Memphis.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Great job, Rick. Thank you very much.
You heard him drive home fake.
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 Yeah. Okay. All right. Lighten up now.